You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, don't suffer for your art, chat.
Various Artists with Francis and Liam.
Art is fashion is art. This Saturday, July 22nd, fashion designers Jamie Horsfield and Abby Haynes-Bellamy are presenting Alumnus Serendipitous, a runway show held tomorrow afternoon at Number 7 on Pitt Street. They are two best friends reuniting for one massive debut fashion show. 5 years of talking, 1 year of planning, and 1 month of execution. To hear about the show, I caught up with Jamie and creative partner Abby from their studio. Kia ora, Jamie. It's great to have you on the line. Hey, you have a show opening, or running, as I should say, a runway show on the 22nd of July, which is on Saturday. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're showing?
It's like a whole range of pieces from me and Abby's sort of creative endeavours. It's like nothing is cohesive, but also everything seems to work at the same time.
Kind of like an omelette.
Kind of like an omelette, dude. Or a frittata. She's, like, got the veggies, I got the eggs.
So when did you and Abby meet?
We met when I was in first year. We were both in first year. We studied together. And, kind of, like, thrown the idea around doing a fashion show ever since, I guess. We used to go to this, like, spot in Dunedin called Carousel and kind of throw ideas around, I guess.
And then this showing the work together, do you think that is really important for, I guess, like, you wanting to display that conversation? Is that important to the show, and in what way?
I think so. I think it's, like, it's about that. It's sort of, I think the main idea was, there's a few main ideas, but, like, I love the idea of, like, a fashion show being as normalised as, like, as, like, casual as having a gig or something, and that fashion can be showed in, like, unrefined ways, like, in the way that you might, like, play a song in a gig that isn't finished.
And this show is open to anyone to come along, and you're having it, you know, in a space that's not necessarily like a white box, shiny gallery sort of place to show the fashion. Is that something that you did quite consciously?
I think so. I think for anyone who's been to Number 7, it's like, it's a, like, really sort of socially, what would you say, unique spot. Like, the dynamic is really interesting, and, like, there's quite like colourful roadworks that are kind of splayed out along one side, which there's a few different, like, little details there that kind of add to it. But yeah, it'll be an interesting spot to have it at.
And if people decide to come along, what can they expect to see? I guess that's the tricky thing about radio, is we can't sort of give people a visual picture, but perhaps we can describe it in words.
Chaos. Refined chaos. Gosh, I don't know. I don't know what to expect myself, so I kind of hope that adds to it or something.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it brings us back to that, like, omelette metaphor, eh? Of, like, there's all these parts that make up a complex whole. Which people will get to be privy to at the show. Hey, in your advertising of the show, you talk about special features from special guests. Are you able to give us a little insight into what some of those might be?
Yeah. My friend Damon is going to be playing a little ambient set in the corner, and his music alias is Jack Berry. He's a really talented musician, and we've been collaborating for years as well. So, I don't know. I think it's something, I don't know, I think a lot of creatives find themselves procrastinating of some sort, and I definitely found myself doing that over the years, but talking about all these creative ideas that could be and something that we're kind of trying to make happen. And it's like a community, and we've kind of been working together for a while, so it's sort of the celebration of all the people around me. So yeah.
And why do you think having shows like this that are open to all and I guess showcase a whole number of creatives, why do you think that kind of exposure or exhibition is important?
I think that what would you say, the common consensus of, like, a fashion show is something that's quite exclusive and almost invite only, and only particular upper class people can make an appearance to have their opinion on something that is, I don't know, what would you say?
Is that Abby in the background?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I feel like we just want like everyone to be able to like see our work. Like, you shouldn't feel intimidated to be there and being a non-participant as well. Like, it's just like, I don't know, anyone that was like walking along the street can also pop in. Like, it's just because people see you, everyone wears clothes, and people see you wearing clothes all the time, and it's kind of as if you're just seeing like these people wearing out outfits, but they're just hanging out at number 7 around everyone else, you know? Like,
yeah.
Remove the, like, separation, which I think is important, because that's just kind of boring, and it means that all that work just stays in one little bubble as opposed to being shown to there.
Absolutely.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you, Abby. You guys are obviously working very hard at the moment, furiously, to pull the show together. Where can listeners go to see the show this weekend?
Yeah, it's at 4:30 at, I think it's, I don't even know the addresses myself. At 4059 Pitt Street, but the, yeah, at number 7.
Awesome.
Yeah, it should be cool.
That was designers Jamie Horsfield and an appearance from Abby Haynes Bellamy, who are presenting Alumnus Serendipitous, a runway show happening at number 7 on Pitt Street tomorrow afternoon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.